Okay, so we're going to continue in Shai Dalet Perek Aleph, where he's going to explain the importance of Limudat Torah, but he himself writes a little bit of an introduction here along the lines of what we said. And he basically saying that what happens is that Ruchnius is a kind of like a pendulum. Now what happens is things come and go. So he says that, of course, in generations past, the primary focus of everybody was Limudat Torah. But what happened was that it came a point where people were only learning, and they were not focusing on Yirat Shamayim at all, enough. And we know, Im Ein Yira, Ein Chochma. If you don't have Yirat Shamayim, then the Torah that you learn does not have value. So what happened was is that people started learning, but then it wasn't translating into what it's supposed to do. And that's partially because there was not enough Yira. So slowly they started implementing Yira. But you should learn more Yira. And that's why you find, in the generation of the Rishonim, okay, you find that there was many Svarim of Musar that were printed. Right? The Mesilas Yesharim, and the Chag Salvavos, and all these Sfarim that were written by the Rishonim about Musa, about how to work on one's Avodas Hashem. And that was a conscious decision made that we need to implement a little bit more of Musa. But then what happened was Musa, and that combined with the Hasidic movement. So now you have Musa, then you have Hasidus. So what happened was is that now went back the other way, that everything was Musa, and, you know, Avodas Hashem in that way. And then it became, people started ignoring Limudat Torah. And he says, of course, those people that were pushing Yirat Shamayim never intended that it should be Yirat Shamayim without learning. That was never the intention. But it ended up being that was the only thing being pushed. You know, Yirat Shamayim, and no Limudat Torah. And he says like this, he says, people should have realized that was never their intention. And right now, in our generation, now we've landed to the point of just the opposite. Their whole learning all day. Now there are people that all they do all day is Musa. So the pendulum now went back the other way. And their theory was, this is the main purpose of Avodas Hashem, is to learn this. This is what gets me excited about learning about my relationship with Hashem. This is what helps me work on myself. But the Torah itself was left off to the side. Who's going to pay attention to that? He says, and I saw myself in a specific city. You know, it sounds like Chaim didn't want to write this without actually going to check it out himself. So he said, I went to a certain city. This became so widespread in the city, this type of mentality. Most of the shuls, he says, I go to every shul there in that city. There's tons of Sifri Musar and Avoda and all this. I couldn't find a Shas in the whole city. So he said, I went to that city, I couldn't find a single Shas. So he said, you know, how could it be that you have a city that looks like it's you know, over the Hashem and they're doing the serious thing, but they don't even have a Shas? They don't even have one piece of one Gemara? So obviously they're missing the point completely the other way. They became blinded. This is not the proper way. What's going to be with the Torah? No one's going to know anything. No one's going to know sugyas. No one's going to know halacha. You can't do that. Therefore, I cannot hold back to publicly declare to all Yirat Shamayim that the proper way to gain Yirat Shamayim is with learning as well, or primarily. And therefore, that's why I'm writing this. Now, He says, he says that he's going to make his primary focus on the inyan of Torah Lishma. Learning the Torah Lishma for the sake of Torah learning. Now, why? Why is this my focus? He says, first of all, because people think that if they're not, number one is, people think if they're not going to be able to learn Lishma, then why should I bother learning at all? If I can't learn on the highest level, then what's the point? Second of all, and here's the thing that this is really the bigger point. So like this, let's think about it for a second. Most people think that what does it mean, Torah Lishma? What does Torah Lishma mean? Torah Lishma, I'm learning Torah for the sake of Lishma. You know, not for an ulterior motive. I have no ulterior motives. Okay. So you're right. So you have no ulterior motives. But what is your motive? What is the purpose? So he says, some people would assume, and maybe, you know, it would be logic to assume that, but he's going to explain why that's incorrect. But he says the point, what you're thinking when you're learning is that this learning is for the purpose of Dveikus and Hashem. It's for the purpose of Dveikus. It's to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants me to learn now, so I'm going to learn now, right? Which, by the way, that's what mitzvah lishma means. Why would a person do lulav? So I'm doing lulav because Hashem told me to do it. That is my intention. I'm doing it lishma for the purpose of the mitzvah, the purpose that Hashem commanded me. So he says, you know, so a lot of people think, well, if the whole purpose is to get close to Hashem by doing his ratzon, so let me just, why am I using this backwards method of getting close to Hashem? Let me just work on getting close to Hashem and think about it and learn Musar and do all the things that get me close to Hashem. So he says, and this is like really the bedrock of the whole Shar over here. By the way, about a year ago, we learned this in the sixth chapter of the Ruach Haim. The Ruach Haim, we started with the Ruach Haim, the Pirush of Pirkei Avos. So he speaks out this concept as well. Okay, so he says, that's snapshot. And now we're into Shar Beis. Okay, now we're into Perek Beis. And he says, the idea of Lishma does not mean for the purpose of, because Hashem commanded me, or even for the purpose of getting davuk to Hashem. Okay? And he says, I'll prove to you. Because if that was the ultimate purpose, so he says, what better way is there to get closer and feel connected in that way directly feeling connected to Hashem, than by saying Tehillim? There's nothing better than that. There's nothing better than that. And yet, what does David HaMelech say? He says, David HaMelech says, Shebikesh David HaMelech, this is a Gemara, it's a Medrash, that David HaMelech, when he wrote Sefer Tehillim, says to Hashem, Hashem, I pray from you that you should make it accept the tefillahs of those who say Tehillim as if they learned Mishnayos of Negoim and Aholos. Now, by the way, if you ever tried to learn Mishnayos of Negoim and Aholos, it's probably like the two hardest Masechtas of Mishnayos Taharos. I mean, it's like very esoteric and very, you know, we're talking about Negoim. I mean, who's becoming a Metzora nowadays, right? So what's David HaMelech saying? Listen to the lashon. Shebikesh David HaMelech, shehaosek b'tehillim yechashev etzlo, it should be considered by him ki'ilu hoosek b'negoim v'aholos, the same level as someone that does with negoim and aholos. So, what do you see from there? That really the primary thing is do negoim and aholos. If you don't do negoim and aholos and you say tehillim, I ask that my tehillim should be accepted like negoim and aholos. Right? That's what he's saying. Now, if the purpose of my intention in learning is, if my intention in learning is to get to feel that dveikus in Hashem, so he said it wouldn't make sense to say, make my tehillim like negoim and aholos. Maybe we would say the opposite, make negoim and aholos like tehillim. Right? But the primary way to feel that connection is through Tehillim, not through Nagoyim and Olais. So he says clearly that the intention when someone's doing Nagoyim and Olais, when a person is learning Mishnayos and they're learning Torahs and Sugyas, they're not thinking at the moment about their connection to Hashem. Now, I want to make something clear. He does not mean to say that the purpose of learning is not to get you closer to Hashem. It is to get you closer to Hashem. The purpose of learning is to get us closer to Hashem. But all he's saying is that's not what you're thinking about when you're learning, necessarily. It does it automatically. He'll explain that later. Automatically, a person gets closer to Hashem by learning. But that's not what they're, that's not the consciously what the person is thinking when they're involved in learning. Okay, and that's his first proof. Because otherwise, why would you say that Tehillim should be like Negayim and Olais? If the concept is be constantly be thinking of Hashem, the best way to do that is by Tehillim. Okay, so obviously that's not what you're thinking about when you're learning. Second of all, he says, if the purpose of the learning and the intent, not purpose, but if the motivation, the what I'm doing, what I'm engaging in practically is an exercise in getting closer to Hashem, so I wouldn't have to learn multiple things. I could learn the same Mishnah all day, 24 hours a day, just read over the same Mishnah. I wouldn't have to challenge myself to try to learn new things, right? As long as I'm learning, you know, it works. And yet we find that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? The Gemara says that, you know, he lo hiniach mikra mishnah halachis hagadis. He knew everything. Well, why do you have to know everything for? Right? And not only that, not only he knew everything, he wasn't satisfied with a partial knowledge. Now, if the purpose of the learning was to engage in an exercise of getting closer to Hashem, so why would it matter to me what I'm learning or how much I'm learning of it? As long as you're constantly involved. So take one daf of Gemara and reread it many times, right? So therefore, it can't be, okay? It can't be that that's practically what you're doing. You're doing an exercise and getting closer to Hashem. Furthermore, he says, and in general, he says, if a person is learning properly, they can't be thinking about two things at once, right? What are you thinking about when you're learning a hard Gemara? You're thinking about the Gemara or you're thinking about Hashem? You can't be thinking about two things at one time. He says, "Mistaber nami yachi sharei kama halacha is meruba is yesh b'shashas." There's many sugyos. Shebeis asher ha'adam oisik b'hem. When a person's involved in that learning, who tzarch la'ayin, he has to think. Ulahamik machshavte v'sichlo b'inyanei agashmiyos shebehem. You have to be thinking about the sugya, and you also have to be thinking about the gashmiyos of it. Certain stealing, certain monetary claims, certain tumah v'tahara, certain inyanim. So you have to be thinking about, you have to put yourself in the shoes of a ganiv. You have to put yourself in the shoes of a gazlan, of a ritzach. What would you do in this case? Well, so he says at that point, you're not in the spiritual realm. You're in the very physical realm at that point in your mind, right? You're involved in the sugya. So he says, if it's an exercise of meditation and trying to think about Hashem, it can't be that that's what Torah learning is. Torah learning is not an exercise of thinking about Hashem. Because, you know, those are the three proofs he brings. Number one, because you're thinking more about Hashem in Tehillim than in learning, and yet David Melch says that the Tehillim should be considered as if you're learning. So obviously the learning is on a higher level, but it's not doing what Tehillim is doing in your mind. Second of all, then just learn the same thing over and over again. And third of all, it's basically impossible because the nature of learning is that it's a very real life. It addresses real life issues. So it's taking you down into the world. It's not, you know, meditation about God, right? So basically what he's going to say is that, I mean, we'll have to see it in depth, but the point is going to be, is that when you're involved in learning, you're involved in learning. You're supposed to be thinking about the learning itself. But Torah learning, by being connected to the Torah, you're going to be connected to Hashem automatically. That's going to be the point that we're going to say. Okay? So, you know, this is going to be his chiddush in what learning is about. Okay? So we'll pick it up tomorrow, but it's very fundamental stuff. All right?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, thank you all. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.